ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Chulin Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara at the top of the Omer is dealing with the Shitzei Samiruim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchok, who argue under Rav Huna. Rav Huna was Mechadish on Daf Mem Amed Aleph, that although Eino de Moisa Dover She'enei Shaloi, but Alidei Amaisa, even Amaisa Kolduhu, a person can ask for something which is not his. Rav Nachman and Rav Amram and Rav Yitzchak argued, they hold Eino Demo'isar Dovash Eino Shiloi, and Rashi on the bottom of Memo Medbeiz, and Dibur Maschol Eino Demo'isar, Rashi brings two pshatim, whether these Amram mean to say, even Bigmar Maisa, even with a complete Maisa, a full Shchita, also Eino Demo'isar Dovash Eino Shiloi. The second sheet that Rashi brings is to Mefarshi, that they're only arguing that with a Maisa Kodu it's not enough to ask for something which is not Shiloi, but with a full Maisa, a Maisa Gomor, one can ask for Dovash Eino Shiloi. The Maisa Rashi rejects the second pshat, and he brings a raya, which we'll discuss soon, from the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph from Ad Aleph. Rashi the Maisa holds like the first pshat, these Amirim hold, even with the Gemara Maisa, Eino the Maisa Dovash Eino Shiloi. And the Gemara on the bottom of Mem and Beis asks the Kasha on these Amirim, from the Brisa which says, HaShoychet Chatos B'Shabbos B'Chutz La'Avidus Kechovim Chayiv Sholish Chatois. And the pshat on the Brisa says, Dafka by Chatos Ha'if, and the Gemara asks, according to these Amirim, even by Chatos Behim also will be Shaykh to be Chayiv Sholish Chatois, since we don't see that at the beginning of the Shchita of the first Simen, he already gets the din of Takrivus of Avodah Zarah, since these Amirim hold not like Rav Huna, they hold Eino the Moisar Dovash Eino Shaloi, so will be Shaykh to be Chayiv three Chatois, even by Chatos Behim. On this Gemara answers, Kivin the Kanyali the Kapara Kididei Damya. When one is Makdish a carbon Chatos for his own Kapara, it's considered his, it's not a Dovash Eino Shaloi, and therefore immediately when he begins Shachting, gets the din of Takrivus of Avodah Zarah, and he not be able to mechayiv him for Shchut Eichus, because Mechatech Ba'ofer Ba'alma. Only with the Chatas Oif would it be Shaykh, in case of Chatzi Konopogum, V'hoysa V'lov Kolshuhu. Now what exactly is this Svara, Chatas Kivin the Kindly Lekapara Kididei Damya? It's possible that as far as all Dinei Torah are concerned, he does not have the status of a Bailim, he cannot sell it. As far as all Dinim, we don't consider him to be the owner of this animal. The only place we find that a person can own an animal is by Kotri Kalam Alibudir Beis Yaglili, Kotri Kalam Mom and Bailim Hu, but Kochim, everyone agrees, is not considered Mom and Bailim. Gemara means to be saying a specific Svar over here, as far as Eino the Moisar, Dovash Eino Shaloi. The Gemara holds, you don't need to have a Bailis Gomer as far as Dina Mominus are concerned. He's not trying to make any transaction, any Moministic opinion on it. All he's doing is he's asking it with the Din of Takravis. The Lashon of the Gemara later on in the Femal from Ad Aleph is Loikol Heim Noch, Shet Esor Yeni Loinsi. When the Gemara wants to describe the Din of Eino the Moisar, Dovash Eino Shaloi, the Gemara uses the lashon that one person doesn't have a right to ask for someone else's yain against his will. That's the concept of Eino de Moisar Dovash Eino Shaloi. And here the Gemara holds that if he was makdish for his own kapara, then he does have a right. In other words, it's not the pshat that you need to be considered a bailim on the mamadis in order to make this chalois. It's not a chalois which requires a bailus. It's just as far that you don't have a right to ask for something which is mine. Here the Gemara holds that if he was the one who was makdish for his own kapara, then he does have a right. It's enough of a bailus to get with this din of Eino de Moisar Dovash Eino Shaloi. We find a similar concept on Mem Amud Aleph, when Rav Huna says his din, Ha'isa behemes chaveri revusa lefnei avidas kechovim, kivim sheshachar bat simen echor osra. Rashi over there explains, why does Rav Huna talk about a case of revusa, where the animal is already lying down? Rashi says, because if the case was that he picked up the animal and he laid it down on the floor, then he would be kinda with hakinyan of hagbah, it would be considered his, and then everyone would agree that he could ask for it. It would not be a problem, Eino demoisa dovash eini shaloi, you wouldn't have to come onto the chiddush of Rav Huna that with a maisa koldehu, one can ask for davar she'ini shaloi. This would not be considered davar she'ini shaloi since he was kainet when he did the hagbah. Taisus over there argues on Rashi. Taisus and Dibur Maschol Revutza. He asks that even if he did pick it up, he's considered a gazlin, but gazlin does not have a full kinyan on something that he steals. He has kinyan exela, he's chayiv and einsim, but if he tries to be makdish an item which he stole, then is that the hagdosh is nachal. Therefore, Taisus says the same way it would not be considered his when he steals a linyan to be makdish it, also would not be considered his in order to answer it. There will still be an issue of Eino de Moisar Dovash Eino Shaloi. Taisus over there says a different reason why it says a case of Revutza, because even in a case where he did not have to lie it down, still Rav Huna says one can answer it. In a case where he lied it down, that's a greater Maisa, that's a Maisa Godol, and it would be less of a Chiddush. Rav Huna says even in a case where it's already lying down, he just did the Shechita there also, that's enough of a Maisa to answer something which is not his. Rakhman Bidas Rashi, the Chayr Lukashi is difficult. Why is it that just because he picked it up and he has Kinyan Gzela, it will not be a problem of Eino the Moisar Dovash Eino Shaloi, just as it's not considered his, he's not considered a Bayam to be Makdashit, Also, the chayyim should not be considered a bailim. To ask Rashi, should be considered davish einay shaloi. So, with that, Rashi, Rabbi Chanan in the Kaibis Ha'oris, Simon Samach Aleph, Sifkot and Gimbal, he says the plan in Rashi is, we cannot compare the dini hakdosha to the din of asking davish einay shaloi. In order to be makdish something, that's a kinyan, and for that you have to be a full bailim in order to make such a kinyan. Hashenkin to ask for something which is not his, it's not a pshat that you need the koyach of a bailim, it has to be his in dini mamonis in order to ask for it. Even if he's not a bailim mamish in dini mamonis, still it can be considered his, legabi this din of asking it, and he brings a right from Agamor over here in Daf Mem Aleph, which is the point that we just mentioned before. Where it says, kivin the kind of likely kapar ki didei damyo, even the manamar holds, enon moisa dover shenishaloi, even with a maisa. But here the chassis is considered his, kivin the kind of likely kapar ki didei damyo, even though the din is, Rabbi Chanan says, he cannot sell it. The klal is hamoicher elosei loyosev leklum. If a person tries to sell his carbon, the kinyan is nachal. Still, we see the din is that as far as asking it, it is considered his. Therefore, so to the same thing, Rabbi Chanan says, by gazan also, kinyan exil would be enough to answer it, even though kinyan exil is not enough to sell it or to be makdisha. Now, Taisus argues over there in Daf Mem on Rashi. Taisus holds that with kinyan exil would not be considered his, the gabe answering it. Akarcha Taisus, we have to be mechalik between gzela and the spore over here in Daf Mem Aleph, keeping the kind of lady kapar kidi day damyo, leaning Zeil Taisus holds, if there's someone else who still has kinyanim over here, the only thing the gazlan has is kinyanik Zeil, that would not be enough for the gazlan to answer it if ain't the moisir dover shayne shaloi. He would still say the spore of loikol haymanach shet osir yeni loinsi, the ownership of the nigzal would prevent the gazlan from having a right to answer it, but in the case of the chatas, there the gemara is mavur, keeping the kind of lady kapar kidi day damyo, if he bought it for his own kapara, it is considered his. There's no other bailus which prevents him from answering it. Now, Derech Agav will just mention that Taisus over there in Daf Mem, which we quoted, he brings right for the Gemara here of Daf Mem Aleph, not like Rashi, not like that which Rashi said, that once you pick it up and you have Kinyan Igzela, then everyone would agree you could answer it. There wouldn't be any issue of Einad Moisra Dover Sheinei Shaloi, because Gemara asked the Kasha over here on Mem Aleph on Namuram, who hold Einad Moisra Dover Sheinei Shaloi, from the Mishnah and Gittin, Hamatama Vamadam Vamanasich, Beshegi Padur, Remezid Chayiv. The Gemara proves from there that a person can aser something which is not his. From the din of Menasech, when he pours someone else's yayin levoy dezara, we see that does become aser. The Chayyur Taisus asks, in this case of Menasech, he already picked it up. From that moment, it's already considered his. Rashi himself over here brings this on Daf Mem Aleph. Rashi was bothered by the kasha, how could we be mechayiv in betashlumin? In the case of Menasech, the Chayyur, we should say, kum lay b'derab minei, since he poured the yayin levoy dezara, he is chayiv miso, that patters him from mechiv mominis. Rashi adds, even if he did a b'shegeg or without hasra, the klal is, chayve misas shegegim peturim min atashlumin, even in a case where he's not actually going to get the chi of misa, still he's potter from mamonis. So what is the pshat in the Mishnah over here? How could we mechayve mamonis from menasech? Rashi answers this by quoting the Gemara Gittin, which says, the moment he picks up the yain, already from that point it becomes mechayve in tashlumin, he picks it up to pour it, so he gets a din of a gazlin, and the chi of misa only comes later, b'shas tanisach, therefore there is no kumla ibn rabbinay, Rashi says. Rakapanam Taisus asks, according to what Rashi said on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that once one person picks up someone else's chifetz to aser it, then he already gets the din of a gazlin, and therefore everyone agrees that there's no issue of Einan Moisa Dover Shein Yishaloi. If so, what's the Gemara's Rai over here in Daf Mem Aleph? The case of Menasech, he already has Kinyan Igzeil, that's why he can aser it. Hakmor asks Akasha from this din of Menasech on the Meroim Muhold, Einan Moisa Dover Shein Yishaloi, here look, everyone agreed that he can aser it, since he has Kinyan Igzeil. This is the kasha of Taisus on Rashi, and for this reason Taisus argues in Rashi, and Taisus has a different pshat in Revutza. It's not like Rashi says that once you pick it up and you have Kinyan Igzela, then everyone agrees that you can answer it. Kinyan Igzela is not enough according to Taisus. The same way he cannot be makdish it, also he cannot answer it. Now how are we going to answer for Rashi this kasha of Taisus? It seems to be a very difficult kasha on Rashi. So a number of Rechayim explained, the Leivari and others, the Gemara's Rai over here in Daf Mem Aleph is from that which the Mishnah in Gittin says, Hamatama v'amadam v'amenasech, b'shoigig potter b'mezid chayiv. The Mishnah talks about a case of shoigig and a case of mezid. B'shoigig your potter, as Rashi explains, since it's a hezik sheni nikar, meikar din, there is no chayiv, it's just a knas, and they only give a knas by mezid, not by shoigig. But Rakapanam, for the Mishnah, we see that both in the case of shoigig and in the case of mezid, the yayin became osir. The question just is whether he has to pay for it. But even in the case of shoigig, it did become osir, and from there's the raya, lachar, in the case where he picked it up b'shoigig, he didn't realize that it's someone else's wine. For example, if he thought that it was his own wine, in that case, how could he answer it? We should say, Einad Moisra Dover Sheini Shaloi. And in this case, when he picked it up thinking it was his own wine, he does not get Kinyan Igzela, he didn't pick it up to steal it. In the case where he picked it up amazing, knowing that it wasn't his, there we understand that he gets kinyan gzeila. But if he thought that it was his, there's no kinyan gzeila, and still the Mishnah says that he answers it. This was the Gemara's raya that with a meisa adam meisa davar sheni shaloi, he don't have the dichoy that the reason why he can answer it is because he has kinyan gzeila. This is how the Achrenu answered the kasha of Tosfos on Rashi. To get back to the svar over here of our Gemara, kiven the kinyan le kapara kidi day damyo, as we explained, even Tosfos holds that kinyan gzeila is not enough to answer something which is not his. However, here by Echatos, even though it's not mamash his and dinim mominis, the svar of kiven the kinyan le kapara kidi day damyo would be enough to answer something which is not his. Now, in the top Tosfos, divar masal kiven the kinyan le, Tosfos mavur that this thing would apply both by mukta and by nevad. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yedalad, which is discussing a din of muktzah v'nevad, a behemah which was either muktzah, meaning it was set aside as tekrevus of avodah zarah, or it itself was nevad as avodah zarah, it's possible for a carbon. And the Gemara of there is mavur that we understand it's possible a case of muktzah v'nevad in a case where before he was makdish it as a carbon, he was maxed it for avodah zarah, or he was avodah as avodah zarah. Then afterwards he's makdish it for a carbon, then we understand it's possible it got a din of muktzah v'nevad before he was makdish it. However, the Gemara says, would it be possible that after he was makdash it, already has a din of a carbon, can it still become muktzah v'nevad afterwards? The Gemara says, l'cher, it's only possible by kotri kalim, according to the man omar, kotri kalim momen bailim, because if it's not kotri kalim, it's not his, l'cher, he cannot be maxed or oivid it, ain't adam oisa dover she'ene shaloi. And Tayyip says, this l'cher is not going like our sugyo, in our sugyo we see that a chatos, kivin the kindle l'kapar, kididei damyo, a person can answer it even after it's a chatos. The fact that he's being discovered with this animal, that's enough to say that it's his, the guy with the din of Eino de Moisa Dover Sheini Shaloi. And Taisis is Bavur, both as far as Muktzah and as far as Nevad, this bailus of Kivin the Kainalei Lekapara Kidi Dei Damyo would be enough, both in the case where he worshipped the Chatas itself to give it a din of Nevad, and in the case where he set aside this Chatas to be makir for Avodah Zarah to give it the din of Muktzah. And it's interesting to note that which Taisis says as far as Muktzah, that for this also Kivin the Kainalei Lekapara Kidi Dei Damyo would help, that if he's maxed his chatos, he sets his side of his chatos as the kriyus of avodah zarah, there also the din would be, there's no issue of ein adam oisa dover sheni shaloi, kiven the kainalei lekapara kidi dei damyo. On this point, we find that the Rambam may argue. In the Sefer Aviyezri from Reb Shach Zatzal, in Perek Dal Hochas Asur Mizbeach Halacha Vov, he reprints over there a piece that had been published in the Kibitz Beis Medrash from the year Tav Shin Aleph. It's a long piece on Ersugya, and over there he writes Bedasa Rambam, that there's a fundamental difference between the din of Muktzah and the din of Nevad. For the din of Nevad, and Hudim for the din of Takrivis, that which the din is, Eina Demoisa Dover Sheini Shaloi, the Sugyuz Mevur, it's not the Pshat because Be'etzim you have to be a Bailim, rather the Pshat is because since there's someone else who's the Bailim, he could be Ma'akiv, like the Svar of the Gemara which we saw, Loi Kol Heim Noch She'et Osir Yenig Lo'inzi, the Pshat is that since there's someone else, he could be Ma'akiv, you don't have a right to answer something which someone else does not want to be answered. But it's not the pshat of Be'etzim you have to be a Bailim. For this reason, Rav Shach explains, that's the svar of Rav Huna, that with the mice a person can answer something which is not his. If Be'etzim you need the koyach of a Bailim, then it wouldn't make a difference if he's doing a mice or he's not doing a mice. For example, if a person wants to be makdish something, he has to have the koyach of the Bailim. If he's not the Bailim, he can't be makdish something. Even if he does a mice, it doesn't make a difference. In order to make that chalois, he would have to be a Bailim. Over here, he doesn't Be'etzim need to be a Bailim to make the chalois. Just by serving it, just by being oivid against the din of Nevad or din of Takrevis, it's just a pshat that there's someone else who could be ma'akev, he doesn't have a right to answer someone else's thing. And this Rav Huna holds that if he does a ma'isa, then already he can be chal, and even though it's not his, still he can answer it. However, as far as the din of Muktzah is concerned, Rav Shach explains with us the Rambam holds that Muktzah, even with a ma'isa, the din is, will not be chal. And the pshat is, that which a person cannot answer someone else's item with the din of Muktzah, is not the pshat because lav kol kol minoch, like the svar of our Gemara, that someone else could be ma'akev, rather the pshat is you need the koyach of a bailim. Since the din of muktzah, when you set aside something to be brought as the koyach of avodah zarah, that's a form of a kinyan. You have to designate it by making a kinyan. Only the bailim has the ability to make that kinyan, just like the kinyan of selling something or being makdish something, you need the koyach of the bailim. So too, as far as making it muktzah, dafka the bailim has the koyach to do that. It's not the same besaid as the din of nevar or the din of takrevis. There the reason why Eina the Moisa Dover Sheini Shaloi is because the svar of the Gemara of Lav called Kiminoch, which is a whole different reason. Based on this, Rav Shach explains that the Rambam holds that as far as the din of Muktzah, even according to Rav Huna, if you do a Maisa is not going to make a difference. Even with a Maisa, it will not be Chal din of Muktzah. It's not going to help to get around the problem of Eina the Moisa Dover Sheini Shaloi, because the Maisa is not the Bailim, only the Bailim has the right to make such a kinyan as setting something aside for Avodah Zarah. And based on this, Rav Shach goes further and he says the Rambam would argue on that which Taisus is Mavur and Ner Sugya. As we said, Taisus is Mavur, both as far as the din of Muktzah and as far as the din of Nevad, The svar of keeping the kindly likapar ki dikdei damya would be enough to say that he can asur it with the din of muktzah or nevad, even though it's not a full kinyan, as we explained. It's not a bayam l'inyan selling or l'inyan being makdish it. This bailus of keeping the kind of kaparo is not a full bailus. It helps for the din of Einu and Moisa, Dovah, Shani, Shaloi, and Taisus is Mavu that it also helps as far as the din of Muktza. Rav Shach says, Badas the Ramam, although it would help for the din of Neva, but it would not help for the din of Muktza, because Muktza, you need the Kayach of a bailum, it has to be fully his, it has to be his Linian selling and Linian being Makdish. If he's not a full bailum, Linian Mechira, Linian Hagdosha, then it's also not enough bailus, Linian to be Chal, the din of Muktza. Now, I'll just mention one final point on this Inyan. Now, which is Mavur in the Sugya, that for the din of Einar and Moisa, Dovah, Shaynei, Shaloi, it's not really totally in the Bailus, like the Lashon of the Gemara. The problem with answering someone else's item is Loi Kol Heim Lochshet Osir Yeni Lo'insi, there's someone else who could be Ma'akiv, and he could say, you don't have a right to ask for something which is mine. So there's an interesting Shaila in the Achrayim, what is the din in the case where he asks for something which is not his, but it's not someone else's either, rather it's Hefker? Is there a problem of Einar and Moisa, Dovah, Shaynei, Shaloi? The Shaila is going to get both according to the Amiram who hold, then either the Moisa Dovah Shein Shaloi, even with a Maisa, or according to Ravuna that holds when something is not Shaloi, he has to do a Maisa. What is the din if something is Hefker? Do we say that since it's not his, so according to Ravuna it would only become Usher with a Maisa, according to other Amram would not be Usher at all, even with a Maisa? Or do we say that since there is no other owner, so the Kuliyam will become Usher, and according to Ravuna you wouldn't need a Maisa? The Shaya is discussed in the Night of Behuda and Arachayim Simon Chof, the Imre Bina and Shechita Simon Yudbeis and other Achayim as well. It's hard to say that here everyone would agree on the Moisa Dover Shaynei Shaloi. The Pshat will be similar to that which we Madaik in the Gemara. It's only the Pshat if there's someone else over here, he can have a Taina that you don't have a right to ask for something which is mine. If there's no one else over here that has such a Taina, then he'll be able to ask for something which is not his, even though he's not a Bailim. As you said, since Be'etzim you don't need a Koyach of a Bailim. Now those who want to bring a right to this Shaila, from the Lashon of Rav Huna on Daf Mem, Rav Huna said, Hoysa Behemus Chaveiroi Revutz Lofei Avodis Kechavim, Kima Shachach Ba Simon Echad Osra. Why do you speak about Behemoth Chaveiroi and not a Behemoth Hefker? Perhaps that would be Mashur, that Behemoth Hefker, everyone is maskim, that it could become Osir. There's no Machlaikis. It's only Behemoth Chaveiroi, where there's someone else who has a Taina Lafko Kol Minoch, that's where there's a Machlaikis, and that's where Ravuna was Machadish, that with the Maisa one can Osir, even Dover Sheinu Shaloi. Now continue on to another point over here. As we mentioned, Rashi at the bottom of Mem and Rebbe said, Tut Stadim had to understand, according to the Amirim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchok, that Ein the Moisa Dover Shein Shaloi, do they mean to say Ein the Moisa with the Maisa Zuto, but with the Maisa Rabba they're masking their other Moisa, or do they mean that even with the Maisa Rabba, still Ein the Moisa Dover Shein Shaloi? Rashi the Maisa went like this, that they hold even with the Maisa Rabba, Ein the Moisa Dover Shein Shaloi, and Rashi brought a right to this. The Maisa the Chedushay ran over here brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, who says like the other tzad, that even these Amirim are masking that with the Maisa Rabba, other Moisa Dover Shein Shaloi. We have to know how to answer the Raya of Rashi. The Raya of Rashi was from the case of Menasech. The Chayim Menasech is a Maisa Rabba, and still the Gemara is asking Akash on these Amiroim, how is it that someone can ask for someone else's wine? We'll have to see how Rabbi Yochanan answers that Raya. However, even before that, L'chayim, we can ask from the first Raya which the Gemara brings on Memal from Ad Aleph, from Amrishna of Shnaim Eichsim Besagin, V'sheichdin Echel L'shem Echel Mikolelu, V'Echel L'shem Davar Kosher, the din is that Shchidasei Psul, and the Gemara asks, L'chayim, Eina the Moisa Dover Shein Shaloi. The Chayr here also will be difficult. If you hold like Rabbeinu Chananel, that these Amiram are masking that with the Maisa Rabba or the Maisa Dover Shein Shaloi, why is it a kasha from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, the one who's shechting L'Shem Echad Mikolelu, he has Machshav L'Shem Avodah Zarah. He didn't just do a Maisa called Hu, he didn't do part of the Shechita, he did a full Shechita. If so, why is it a kasha on these Amiram? Here they'll be masking that with the Maisa Rabba or the Maisa Dover Shein Shaloi. This Chayr is a difficult kasha in Rabbeinu Chananel, and in truth, even Rashi did not ask this kasha. Why did Rashi only prove his point from the next case of the Gemara, the case of Menasech? The Chayr, he could have proved it from this case as well. So in the Chiddush Sheiran, he says over here, that since in this case, two people were holding on to the Sakan, and they were both Shechting, this will consider a Maisa Kolduhu, not a Maisa Rabba. Since it was the Kayach of both of them Shechting together, this falls into the category of a Maisa Kolduhu, and according to these Amiram, Ina the Maisa Dover Sheinei Shaloi. It would seem that Rashi also held as a Dover Poshet, and this would be the case, this would be considered a Maisa Kolduhu. And if Rashi did not bring a Rai from here, he brought a Rai from the next case, the case of Menasech. The Maisa this far would not seem to be so Poshut. The Kapshutah, with two people holding on to a Sakan and they're both Shechting, it's not the Pshat that each one needed the other Kayach to help him finish the Shechita. Each one has enough Kayach on his own to do the Shechita. If so, the Chayach, we should look at it as if each one's doing a full Shechita on his own. That should be considered a Maisa Rabba, not a Maisa Kolduhu. As we discussed in the previous Shir, there are those who Shenim will hold that in case where two people are Shechting or holding on to a Sakan, one of them is a kosher for Shechita, one of them is a posel for Shechita, Some Rishonim hold that the Shechita is kosher, since the one who is a kosher has enough koyach on his own to do the Shechita, he does not need the help of the Apostle, and therefore the Apostle is not Megareya. It's not like the case of the Mishnah, where one of them had a machshava l'shem of Avodah Zarah, there he's able to be meichel a din of the kravis of Avodah Zarah. In the case of one is a kosher, one is a apostle, and no one has a machshava l'shem of Avodah Zarah. The Shechita is kosher because we look at it as if each one did a full Shechita on his own. And since the kosher is doing a full Shechita on his own, therefore the din is that the Shechita is kosher and the apostle is not Megareya. If so, that we look at it as if each one is doing a full Shechita on his own, then the svar would be that we should look at this as a Maisa Rabbah, not a Maisa Koldu. This svar of the Ran to explain Bedas Rabbeinu Chananel, that when two people are shechting together, both holding on to the sakin, it's considered a Maisa Koldu, would seem to be somewhat of a Chiddush. As far as the Rai, which Rashi brought, not like the Pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel, from the next case of the Gemara, the case of Menasech, Rashi proved from there that even a Maisa Rabbah, these Amram would hold Eino the Maisa Dover Shein Shaloi, because the Gemara is asking from the case of Menasech, which L'chor is a Maisa Rabbah, the Gemara is asking according to these Amroim, how could he ask for someone else's Yayin? From here L'chor we see that they hold even a Maisa Rabbah would not be enough to ask for someone else's Yayin. So in the Chiddush Ran over here he says, what you have to say according to Rabbeinu Chananel is that a Maisa of Nisach is considered also a Maisa Kolduhu, since it's a Hezek Shein Nikar. A Maisa where you don't see any apparent result from the Maisa also falls into the category of a Maisa Kolduhu. That's how the Gemara is able to ask a kasha from Menasech on these Amirim. According to them, a Maisa Koldu is not enough. You need Dafka Maisa Rabbah. Now, we'll discuss another point over here. According to the Shitas Amirim, the Ina the Moisa Dover Sheinei Shaloi is a Chiddush from the Ra'ah. This is quoted in the Ran al Arif over here. The Ra'ah is Mechadish, even according to these Amirim, the Ina the Moisa Dover Sheinei Shaloi, if one Shechs Behemoth Chaveri Lashem of Vaidazara, it's not Chaldin of Takrayus of Vaidazara, still the Ra'ah says that the Behemoth is Osir Ba'achila. The Shechita was not matter ba'achila. The Taz in Yerdeya, Simen Dal, Tzif Katan Dal, brings this Shechita la'alocha, he's choshesh for it, that although it doesn't get a din of takrevis, and it's not osur ba'hano, but it's still osur ba'achila. The Ran quotes this b'shem Ikaman the Omar, and he explains, this Shechita holds, that as far as Isra Achila is concerned, we can't ask Ina the Moisra Dover Sheini Shaloi, how can he ask her by shachting his friends, Behima L'Shem Avedazara, how can he ask her ba'achila? The Ran says, "Lekal amim l'inyan iser achila ina de moisir davar she'inei shaloi, the hachalav iu oiser lo, el de loy shari lo. V'hav lekilu loy nishchata elo shemesa me'eleha." Here you can't ask a kasha, how could he place an iser on someone else's behema? He's not placing an iser, it's just that his shechita is not being matter it, will look as if it died on its own. This is the shechita of the Ra'ah, which the Ran is referring to. The Rashba Meshmeres Abayis asks many kashas on this Ra'ah, and he argues on him. The Ram could treat the Paschal not like this as well. In Perek Beis, Hilchos Shechita Locha Chofala, if he paskins, if one does not have shutvus in the behemah and he shechts someone else's behemah, the shem of Vaidazara, Eino de Moisra Dover Sheini Shaloi, the Ram says, Eino Asura, the Mashmari says that it's even Mutar Ba'achilo, not like the Shechita of the Ra'ah. Now the Bach, in Yerdei Semendal, Sifkot and Hei, he brings the Ran B'Shem the Ikamando Omar, and explains the Pshat in this Shechita, the reason why it would be Osir Ba'achilo is, not because of the Machshav of the shem of Vaidazara, that cannot help to place a din of Takrivis, since Eino the Moisra Dover Sheini Shaloi, he understands the Pshat in this Shechita is because he gets a din of a Meshumid, by having a Machshav L'Shem of Vaidazara, he gets a din of a Mumar, and therefore his Shechita is possible. That's why it's Osir Ba'achila, but I know it's not Osir because it did not get a din of Takrivis, since Eino the Moisra Dover Sheini Shaloi. However, he does get a din of a Mumar, and therefore his Shechita is possible, and as the Ran explains, and that we don't say Eino the Moisra Dover Sheini Shaloi, since his Shechita is possible, it's as if it's Mesa Me'eleho. The Bach goes on to explain, this Shechita holds al derech other Rishonim, that a person does get a din of a mumar even with one time being over the Avodah Zarah, not like the Shechita of Tosfos and Daf Yudalid, which we quoted previously. However, the Bach then goes on and he asks Akasha, he says, this Shechita l'char would be very difficult from the Gemara over here, on Mamal from an Aleph. The Gemara asks Akasha, on these Amiram who hold Eidon and Moisra Dover Sheini Shaloi, from the case of the Mishnah of Shnai Meichsim Besakin, and the Bach asks, the case of Shnai Meichsim Besakin, the Mishnah does not say that it becomes Osir Bahano. All the Mishnah says is that the Shechita is possible. The Chor, according to this Shechita of the Ra'ah, that which the Shechita is possible is Lekuli Alma. Even according to these Amiram, that Eidon Moisra Dover Sheini Shaloi, the Shechita would still be possible. So has the Gemara proof from here that other Moisra Dover Sheini Shaloi, even if Eino the Moisra Dover Sheini Shaloi still will become possible, according to the Shechita of the Ra'ah, it will be Osir Ba'achila. Now the Taz over here in Simon Dal, Tzif Katan Dal, he quotes this Kash of the Bach, and he says, Agav Churfei Lo'i in the Bach, he says, it's a partial deterrence to this Kash of the Bach, since the Pshat in the Shechita of the Ra'ah is, as the Ran says, it's not the Pshat that he created in Isra over here, it's just that the Shechita was not matter. If that's the case, then when two people are shechting, Shnayim Moichsim Besakin, one is shechting L'Shem Echim Mikol Elu, and one L'Shem Dover Kosher, If the one who's shechting with the machshavas of avodah zarah is not able to aser because einu the meisa davar sheni shaloi, even if his shechita will not be machshir, as the Ran says, it's kiilu meisa me'elah, his shechita doesn't have the ability to be matirit. But since there's another person who's also shechting over here, and his shechita is also a shechita ksherim me'el, the behema will be kosher. This is what the Gemara means to prove. Akach l'pshan, the mission is that it does get a din of takrevis, adam meisa davar sheni shaloi, because if the pshat will be like the ra'ah, the shechita is just not machshir, so in this case there are two people are shechting, then it will not be a problem. This is what the Taz says to answer the kasha of the Bach. However, the Maisa, this gets into the question which we discussed in the previous shir, what is the din if a kasha and an apostle shech together, both holding onto the same knife? Do we say that the shechita is kasha or apostle? As we mentioned, this is a machlikas rishenim, but akapam the Taz says to answer the kasha of the Bach on the ra'ah can understand the Gemara this way. Here the Gemara proves from the Mishnah that other Maisa davar shein ishaloi, the Pshat and the Mishnah over here cannot be because we're simply lacking a shechita kshera, since at the same time another person is shechting, and his shechita would be machshir the behema. Now, I'll continue on. The Gemara, after asking the kasha from our Mishnah on the shechitas who hold Ein Adam Moisa Davar Sheini Shaloi, Reb Nachman, Reb Amram, Reb Yitzchok, the Gemara then asks the kasha from the Mishnah in Gittin, Vatama Vamadam Vamanasich, and the Gemara gives the same terrorist, Islay Shutvis Bigavo. In both of these cases, the case of Shnai Mechsim Besakin, and the case of Manasseh, the reason why he can answer either the behemoth or the yain is because he has a chelik in it, and therefore it's not a problem. Either the most for davar shein shaloi. Now, Tosafot here in Dibur Maschal Toshima, he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, Dafnan Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there has a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Manasseh means Manasseh mamish, which Rashi translates both over there in Gittin and over here in Arsiga that it means shich shich yodei l'toichay. He actually sticks his hand into the yain. That was the way that the Oyved Levoy Dezara with the yain. That's the Shita of Rav. And Shmuel says Ma'ariv. When the Mishnah says Menasech, it doesn't mean he's actually making it right now into Yain Nesech. Rather, he's taking Yain Nesech and he's mixing it into his friend's wine, and with that he's asering his friend's wine. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara explains, why is it that Shmuel wants to learn it means Ma'ariv and not Menasech Mamish? Because if he was Menasech right now, then Kumli Bidrabine, he's Chayiv Misa for being Oved Avodah Zarah, and there'll be no question about the Chiv Mamanis. Rav, on the other hand, holds that even though he is Menasech, and he is Chayiv Misa, still he is Chayiv Mamin, as the Gemara explains, Mishas Hagbohu Dekani, Mishayiv Benafshel Lihavi Achas Nisach. From the moment he picks it up, he already is Mechayiv Mamin, and the Chayiv Misa only comes later, Bishas Nisach. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, why is it that Rav wants to learn that it means Menasech Mamish, and not Ma'ariv? The Gemara says, because Rav holds, if it means Ma'ariv, that's already included in that which the Mishnah says, Midameya. The Dameya means he takes Truma and he mixes it into the chulin of his friend. He's Ma'ariv Isra Beheter. So if Menasech will mean Ma'ariv, then you would already know from the case of Midameya. Therefore, the Mishnah says Menasech, it's to tell us the case where he's being Menasech right now. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that there's no problem of Kumli Midrabinei, as Rav explains, because once he picked it up, already he was Mechuyiv Mamin, and the Chiyiv Misa only comes later. So firstly, Tosis explains, the Avish Gemara asks the Kasha over here from that Mishnah on the Shita of the Amiram who hold Inner the Moisar Dabba Sheini Shaloi. Obviously, that would only be a Kasha if you learn the Mishnah over there that Menasech means Menasech Mamish, like the Shita of Rav. According to Shmuel, that he's not being Oved Avodah Zarah right now, he's taking Yain, which already was Osir, and he's being Ma'aravit into the wine of his friend, so there'd be no question of Inner the Moisar Dabba Sheini Shaloi, Tosis holds, since he's not asking something right now, he's just taking something which is already Osir, and he's being Ma'aravit with Heter. Now, but some of what Tosis means to say is, once you already have Yain, which is Osir, it's Yain Nesech, and a person comes along and is Ma'arvid into the wine of his friend, here there's no tzad to say, Ein the Moisar Dabar Sheinei Shaloi. This would be similar to a case where a person takes a piece of Nevela and he puts it into the pot of Basar of his friend. No one's going to say that he doesn't ask for the Basar, because Ein the Moisar Dabar Sheinei Shaloi, once the Nevela was Misarvid, the rest of the Basar, obviously it's going to become Osir. Tosis and Yevamos Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, he makes this point. He says, if a person takes nevela and he puts it into the tafshal of his friend, or if he takes chalov and he mixes it into his tafshal of basar, obviously it's going to become osir. Tosis explains, because something which is telling in the metzias, basar and chalov together are basar, and nevela which is mixed with other basar, the metzias is an isser over here. Here it's not again the question of ina de moisar davar sheinei shaloi, only something which requires a machshava to create an isser, like shachting l'shem avodah zarah, where he had to have a machshava l'shem avodah zarah in order to create the iser. That's where we say in the moisar davar sheinei shaloi. Therefore, that's what Tosis means to say here as well. If he took yain, which is ready yain nesach, it's ready something which is osir, and he's ma'arvit with heter, then it's not negated the question of in the moisar davar sheinei shaloi. The Matthias says a tarivis of Isser and Heter, the Heter will become Aser. Hashenkin in the case where he's being menasech in now, so it's telling his machshava, he's being menasech l'shem of Yidazara, that's where there could be a question of Eina de Moisar Dover Sheinu Shalai. Akapana, the Gemara's Kasha over here, Tosis explains, is only if you hold like the Shita of Rav, that menasech mamish. Maisa, this would seem a bit difficult to understand. How could we ask a Kasha on Amayroim from a Mishnah if the Kasha really is dependent on how you learn the Mishnah? These Amayroim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchok, they can learn the Mishnah like Shmuel. The Menasech does not mean that he's being Menasech L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Rather, what it means is he's Ma'ariv, Yain Nesech, with Yain, which is Kasher. And if so, there would not be a Kasher Bechlal from that Mishnah. Akapam, this is how Tosis explains the Gemara. Now Tosis then continues, and he asks a Kasha on the terrace of the Gemara. The Gemara answers, the case over there in the Mishnah is, he's able to ask her because he has a chilek in it as well. Therefore, there's no issue of ina the moisir davar sheinu shalai. And Tosis asks, the Gemara of there is mevur, as we quoted before. Rav learns the Mishnah menasech mamish and not ma'ariv, because if the case would be ma'ariv, then that would already be included in that which the Mishnah says beforehand. The din of medameya, where he mixes isser v'heter, the Mishnah tells us already the din that he's mechuyik b'tashlumin. If Rav learned to learn the case over here is talking about that he's being menasech it now for avodah zarah. And Tosis' kasha is, if as the Gemara explains, the case is talking about the Islay Shutvis Begava, so Batsan, the one who's being Menasech, really only has the ability to answer his own Chelek. His friend's Chelek in this Yain he cannot answer, because Ein de Moisra Dover Sheinu Shaloi. The reason why all of the wine is now answer is because it's mixed together, his Yain, which is Yain Nesech, and his friend's Yain, which is really not Yain Nesech. Once they're mixed together and they can't be separated, all of it becomes answer. If so, Tosis' kasha is, so what did Rav accomplish by saying the case is talking about that he's being menasech? The mice of the hezek, which is happening to his friend's wine, is really the same as midameya, because his friend's wine got mixed with his own wine, which is yain nesech. So what did Rav accomplish by saying the case of the Mishnah is menasech mamish? It should still be included in the case of midameya. This is the kasha of Tosis, and Tosis answers that the mice of there still would be an additional chiddush that you don't see from the case of midameya, because since the mice at the time is being menasech the wine, even though Betzim is only being menasech his own yayin, that's what he has the ability to aser. But Hakabam, since at the time he's being menasech his own yayin, he's becoming mechuyev misa for being oved avodah zarah, it would have been a tzad to say that he's padra for the tashlum because kol ibn Raminei. That's why the Mishnah has to tell us that in this din there still is a chiyuv. So the Maaseh, there is still an additional chiddush which you don't see found in the case of medameya, which the Mishnah tells us by the case of menasech. And the Maaseh, what we can take out from this thesis is an important yisoid. Please understand when the Gemara says, and although these Amram hold Einar Demoisa Dover Sheinu Shaloi, but when it's Isla Shutbis Begava, he can aser. Tosis understands that it's not the Pshat that since he has a Chelik in the Yain, therefore he can aser all of the Yain, even his friend's Yain. He really only has an ability to aser his own Yain. It's just once his own Yain became aser and it's Ma'uruv with his friend's Yain, the middle all of the Yain is aser. And L'chor, the same would also be true in the previous case of the Gemara, the case of Amishnah, where the Gemara also established the case of Amishnah is talking about Isla Shutbis Begava. Places there also Lachari would learn that when both of them are shechting, one L'shem of Vidazara, one L'shem Dover Kosher, the Mishnah's vu that the Shechita is possible, Basem, the one who shechting L'shem of Vidazara, really is only answering his Chelik in the Behema. His friend's Chelik, he doesn't have the ability to answer, Eina the Moisra Dover Sheinu Shaloi, but since the two Chelakim are inseparable, the middle of the whole Behema will become Aser. However, as we'll see, there seems to be rise that other Yishenim argue on Taisvis, and other Yishenim understand differently. When the Gemara says, Isla Shutvis Begvod, the Pshat is, once the one who's asking has a chelik in this, he already has the ability to ask for the entire thing, even the other shutev's chelik. One of these Rishonim, which the Achreinim quote, this is quoted in the Chedushim Ari Shapiro, and others, they bring a rai from a ro'ah in the Bedek HaBayis, who says, in the case of Mechitas Akam Shenifritza, there was a fence which separated between one person's vineyard and another person's field of wheat. Then as we tell the owner of the vineyard to rebuild the fence, if you see that he was disyayish and he has no plans of rebuilding it, then is the raise a kiddush shochayev b'achriyuson. The tvua and the gefen become osir since they're growing too close together, and then is the bala kerem has to repay the bala tvua for the loss of his tvua becoming osir. And they're over there, and Bedek HaBayis discusses why don't we say ina the moisir dover she'enu shaloi. Now, I just mentioned that even though we quoted Tosis in Yevamos, Tosis before that something which is telling him mitzias, they were not going to say ina the moisir dover she'enu shaloi. But Tosis over there himself says that this sort of claim is not something which is telling the mitzias. It is telling the Machshava, because as we see, it's only Nisya'i Shemen, only if we see that the Baal HaKerem is not trying to rebuild the fence, that's when the Isser is Chal. So Tosis over there says, there would be negated the question of Eino de Moisra Dover Sheinu Shaloi, and the Ra'ah is Mavur like that as well, but HaKapam, the Ra'ah says, the reason why the Tfuah will become Aser, even though the Chor of the Baal HaKerem should not be able to answer the tefua of his neighbor just by deciding that he's not going to rebuild the fence. We should say, Ina the Moisar Dover Sheni Shaloy. So the Rav answers this question by saying that in this case we'll consider them like Shutfim. Since one of them owns the Karen, one of them owns the Tzvu, and now they're growing together, they're growing in a situation of claim. Here we don't say, Ina the Moisar Dover Sheni Shaloy. As we see in Asiya, when it's Isla Shutfim speak of all, then he can't answer. Now from this Rav we see clearly, as the Achronim point out, that he understands not like Toisvis. Toisvis understands Isla Shutfim speak of all just means that one Shutif has the ability to answer his own chalik, and if his own chalik is mixed with his friend's chalik, then the middle of his friend's chalik will also become asr. But the Ra'ah we see not like that, because in the Ra'ah's case, it's possible to physically separate the wheat from the vines of grapes, and still everything is becoming asr. If when the Gemara says Isla Shutif is begavah, just means that he can answer his own chalik, the way Tosis understands, so Bishma in the case of the yain, it's all mixed together, you cannot separate his yain from his friend's yain. However, by the case of the vines and the wheat, it is possible to separate it. Why would it be that the wheat becomes usher? From the Ra'ah, we clearly see he understood Isla Shutvus Begavah means once he has a chelik in what he's ushering, then he has the ability to usher everything, even his friend's chelik. And if in the case of the Karim and the Tfu, if we look at them like Shutfim, and he has the ability to usher his own chelik, the Karim, he can also usher his friend's chelik, the Tfu. According to the Ra'ah, obviously the Kashya of Tosis over here won't start. That which Tosis asked, according to the test of the Gemara, Isla Shutvus Begavah, what did Rav gain by learning Menasech means Menasech Mamish? In this way, it would not be included in Midameya. The Chayav should still be included in Midameya because Basim only his Chelik is Asr. He's answering his friend's Chelik by mixing it with his own Chelik. According to the Ra, that's not what's happening over here. According to the Ra, he's answering his friend's Chelik because he has the ability to do so. Once he has a Shutfis, a Chelik in this Yain, he has the ability to answer all of the Yain, and it's not a problem of Einu the Moisar Dover Sheinu Shaloi. I just mentioned that there's a Kasha in the Truas Einu Yontif, in Ari Chayim Simon Lamedalid. He asks the Kasha in our sugyo, that which the Gemara says, Hachav Ma'askin, and this they should be Begavah. The Gemara says, the case of our Mishnah, of Shtayim Oichs and Besakin, one is Shechting L'Shem Echon Mekal Eilu, V'Echel L'Shem Dover Kosher. The reason why one can answer with the Machshav L'Shem of Eidazar is because he has a Shutvis. The Chari asks, the case of Echor L'Shem Echon Mekal Eilu, one of them has a Machshav L'Shem Harim L'Shem Gvois. That was the case in the Risha of the Mishnah. And the Sefer of the Mishnah is referring back to the case of the Reisha of the Mishnah, where one of them shecht l'shem harim l'shem gvois, v'echel l'shem dover kosher. As the sugo of there is mevur, a machshav l'shem harim l'shem gvois does not create an isser d'iraisa, only if you shecht l'shem gadad dahar, l'shem harim l'shem gvois, Rashi is mevur, it's only an isser d'rabbanon, because it's similar to a shechit l'shem v'edazar, and therefore one can be confused, that's the rabbanon asr de ba'achila. Rakapanon the Onigyantif asks, since we're only dealing with an isser d'rabbanon, so then why is it in the terrace of the Gemara, the Isla Shutvis Begavah, that Be'etzim, Ino the Moisar Dover Sheni Shaloi, is still, since he has a chelik in this behima, he can aser his own chelik. Once his own chelik is asered, then the whole thing becomes aser because it's Nisariv. He asks, we know that the klal is, that in Dinei Darabonon, Yesh Breira. As far as an Isra Daraisa is concerned, Ein Breira. As far as Isra Darabonon, Yesh Breira. Since here we're dealing with Isra Darabonon, we should say that the two Shutvim should divide the animal. Each one should take different parts for themselves. And the Shutif that did not have Machshav L'Shem V'Vaydezara, we should say that his Chalakim were the Chalakim which were destined to be his all along, even though it wasn't divided until after the Shechita. Through Breira, the Be'etzim, these Chalakim were already his at the time of the Shechita, therefore they should not become Aser. Only the Chalakim which the Shutif, who had a Machshav L'Shem V'Vaydezara, the parts that he ends up with, those should be Aser, the parts that the other Shutif ends up with should be Mutter. Although in Dinei Daraisa, we would not rely on this to say Yesh Breira, but as far as Nisra Darbonon is concerned, we do say Yesh Breira. If so, why is it that the whole behemoth is Aser? This is the Kasha of the Einu Yontif. I'm going to take a look over there. Blakaram, this is clear that he's only asking a Kasha according to the Shita of Tosis in the Sugyo. And the Tosis of the Gemara, this, the Shutvis Begavah, is really only a reason that he can Aser his own Chalakim, and the other Shutvis Chalik only becomes Aser because it's Nisariv. Therefore, he asks the Kasha that through Breir we should be able to separate the two Chalakim. If, however, you hold like the Ra'ah, then the question obviously doesn't start. The entire behemoth became Aser. Once this the Shutvis Begavah, then really has a Kayach to Aser, even the other Shutvis Chalik, then obviously Breira is not going to help. Now continue on, the Gemara is Mamshech, and the Gemara says, Kitanoi, the Gemara brings Machlekes Tanoim in the Breisa, whether Odom Oyser Dover Sheinei Shaloi, or Ein Odom Oyser Dover Sheinei Shaloi. According to the Tanakama, Odom Oyser Dover Sheinei Shaloi, according to Yehudu Ben Beseira and Yehudu Ben Bava, Ein Odom Oyser Dover Sheinei Shaloi. The Gemara then says, Rav Nachman and Rav Amram and Rav Yitzchak, those who said, Ein Odom Oyser Dover Sheinei Shaloi, they could hold that according to everyone in this Braisa, everyone would be masking that Yisrael, as in as Ein Odom Oyser Dover Sheinei Shaloi, Even the Tanakhama of this Braisa was dafka by a goy, but by Yisrael will say, Litzuri Komechavin, although in theory, according to the Tanakhama, he does have the ability to ask for something which is not his, but still, even a case where he says he's shachting someone else's behemoth l'shem avodah zarah, we won't believe that he really is doing it l'shem avodah zarah, we'll say, Litzuri Komechavin. Now, just mentioned briefly over here, a kasha from Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger's in Yeridea, Simon Dalid, on the Taz, Sifkot and Dalid. The Taz over there brought the Chedushe Hara'ah, which we mentioned previously in the Shir. The Ra'ah's Mechadish, that although the halacha is, Eina the Moisra Dover Shenei Shaloi, if one shechs a behemoth's chaveri l'shem avodah zarah, then as it does not become osir, still the Ra'ah says that it's osir ba'achila. The Rand quotes this Ra'ah, as we discussed before. He explains, we look at this Shechita as a Shechita psula. As far as Hezer Basar Ba'achil, you cannot ask, Eina the Moisra Dover Shenei Shaloi, because it's not the pshat that he's putting an Isser on his friend's behemoth, rather it's just that the Shechita is possible. It's osir ba'achila, the same as if it would have died by itself. Agapam, the Taz over there is Matmiya. Why is it the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, none of the Poskim are Choshesh for the Shechita of the Rishonim? And Craig over there says, he writes, Tmeya Ani al Tmiyosai. By me it's a Tema, on the Tema of the Taz, what is the Taz bothered by Bechlal? And Kreger explains, because even this Shita which the Ran brings, the Shita of the Ra'ah, who holds that it's Osir Ba'achila, that's only if the Pshat is, that Eina the Moisra Dover Sheinei Shaloi, and that the Ra'ah is Mechadish, even though he can't create an Isser, he can't make it into that Kravis to be Osir Ba'ano, still it's Osir Ba'achila. However, once the Mor brings a Braisa, and the Tanakhama of the Braisa holds, that a Goy can't Osir Dover Sheinei Shaloi, and the Mor brings that Rav Nachman, Rav Amman, Rav Yitzchak hold, even though a Goy can't Osir, but Yisrael will be Mutter because it's Uri Komechavin. Since the halacha we passing like this shita, like the Tanakham of the Braisa, the Besim in theory Adam Oyster Dover Shein Shaloi, just to Yisrael we say Litzuri Komechavin. If so, Rekrager asks, then surely here the Ra'ah would be maskim that la halacha it's even mutter ba'achila when Yisrael shech l'shem avodah zarah. If the reason why it's not that Krevis is because Litzuri Komechavin, then surely it would be even mutter ba'achila. The Ra'ah was only going according to the Tzad that Eina the Moisra Dover Shein Shaloi, which means that he does mean seriously to shechta l'shem avodah zarah, just he doesn't have the ability to ask for his friend's behema. That's what the Ra'ah would say, that it's still asr ba'achila. But if he's not serious bechlal, which is how we hold the halacha, that be'esem oidah moisir dover shenei shaloi, if he's Yisrael Mumar, for example, he can't asr. It's just that normally we say l'tzuri kam b'chav, and he doesn't mean bechlal, that he's really shechta l'shem avodah zarah, then surely the Ra'ah would be maskim that it's even mutter ba'achila. This is the kasha that Rekrager asks on the Taz. He doesn't understand why the Taz is concerned about this shita of the Ra'ah. Surely the Ra'ah is only a din if Eina the Moisra Dover Sheinei Shaloi. Once we come to the Maskana, the Oda Moisra Dover Sheinei Shaloi just Litzuri Komechavin, and that's how we paskin, then surely the Ra'ah will be baskin that it's even Mutter Ba'achila. So this is an important point, and Kreger understands that the din of the Ra'ah does not remain the Maskana Sasugya. Akopam, to get back to the Gemara, the Gemara then asks Akasha from our Mishnah, which is where the Kasha the Gemara asked already previously. The Mishnah Zavur, there's two people shechting with one sakin. One of them is shechting l'shem avodah zarah. The din is that the shechita is pasul. There's a kashan of Nachman and Rav Amram and Rav Yitzchak. And this my answer is the case he's talking about Yisrael Mumar. If in this case we don't say Litzuri Komechavin. The Rashi is bothered by the obvious problem. The Gemara already answered this question before. The Gemara said the case is talking about this they should be gavah. So why do we ask the kasha again? So Rashi answers, he explains, the Gemara means to say, once we already found the Tana in the Braisa who holds that a goy can ask for Dover Sheinei Shaloi, now already we could say a different pshat in the Mishnah, the reason why he can ask for something which is not his is because the case is talking about a Yisrael Mumar. Next Gemara as well, the case of Metama Vedama and Menaseich, again the Gemara asks, Akashi from there on that Merom hold in on the Moisra Dover Sheinei Shaloi, in this case it's talking about Yisrael, it's not talking about a goy, and again the Gemara answers be Yisrael Mumar. Again the same problem would be, why can't the Gemara say like it said before, this is a Shutvif Spigavah? According to Rashi, the answer will be here again. Once we already have a Tana of a Braisa who says that a goy can ask for Dover Sheinei Shaloi, so the Mishnah Gittin as well, the Mishnah of Metama, Medama, and Menaseich also, we don't have to say that it's talking about this, they should be Spigavah. We could say it fits with the Shita of the Tanakhama, and it's talking about Yisrael Mumar. Taisus, however, does not like the Pshat of Rashi. Taisus, Mdir Maschel, be Yisrael Mumar. He quotes Rashi, and he says, V'koshe, Amai Chozer, V'hikshe, Kushreis, Shekvar Tirates, why are we asking over questions which you already answered before? We just mentioned that the Beis Yosef in Simon Dawid, in Sif Dawid, he brings this Kasha of Tosis, he says his Kasha is not difficult, Rashi holds. It's not that we're really asking over the Kashas again, we're just pointing out that once we have already a Tanakama who holds Adam Oysa Dover Sheinei Shaloi, as long as there's no Litzuri Komechavin, now we could explain the Mishnais differently. It's not that the Gemara is really asking a Kasha, rather the Gemara is just clarifying that we now have a new pshat in understanding these Mishnais. The Mishnais could be talking about Yisrael Mumar and could fit with the Tanakama of the Braisa. Akapam, Taisus did not like the pshat of Rashi. Taisus learns a different pshat. He says, once the Gemara says that Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak hold the Tzuri Komechavin, narrowly the teretz before of the Isra Shutvus Begavah is not going to be a good teretz. Because once we assume that Yisrael, even though he says he's Shachna Shem of Vedazara, he doesn't really mean it, he's the Tzuri Komechavin, even in a case where he himself has a Shutvus in this Behema, and he's saying that he's Shachna Shem of Vedazara, still will say the Tzuri Komechavin, he doesn't really mean to Shachna Shem of Vedazara, he's just trying to upset his friend who has a Chelik in this Behema. Therefore, the one has to say new teretz, to answer both of these Mishnayis, Er Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsim Besakin, and the Mishnah of Metamim Medamim Menasech, the reason why he could ask for something which is not his is because it's talking about Yisrael Mumar, and it fits with the sheet of the Tanakama, that a Goy or Yisrael Mumar, where we don't assume it's Tzuri Komechavin, he does have the ability of answering even Dover She'enei Shaloi. This is the Pshat and Taisis, and one has to understand what exactly is the Nekuda Samachlikis between Rashi and Taisis over here. Rashi understands that even after we say Tzuri Komechavin, we still remain with the teretz of the Gemara before, that in the case of Isle Shutvis Begavah, then Adam Oiso Dover Shein Eshaloi. Over there we don't say Letzuri Komechavin. But Shein according to Taisvis, once we say the Svar of Letzuri Komechavin, now really we lose the teretz of Isle Shutvis Begavah. And the truth is, it's not just the machlokes between Rashi and Taisvis, it's the machlokes in the Poskim LaHalacha, the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Beis, the Halacha Chof Aleph Paskins, that although in Adam Oiso Dover Shein Eshaloi, even B'meise, however if it's Isle Shutvis Begavah, then it is that he can't ask for Dover Shein Eshaloi. So the Rambam is passing that Isle Shutvis Begavah helps, even after the Gemara says the Svara of the Tzuri Komechavin. The Rosh, however, he goes to the Derech Taisvis. The Rosh in Simon Yudal says, according to the Tanakhama of the Breisa, a Goy is Isle Dover Shein Eshaloi, but he is Yisrael, we say the Tzuri Komechavin, and even if he's a Shutif, even Isle Shutvis Begavah, still we say the Tzuri Komechavin. That's our Derech Taisvis. And this is how the Rosh passes the Halacha. We hold that Yisrael does not ask for Dover Shein Shaloi because the Tzuri Komechavin, and even if he's a Shutif also, we say the Tzuri Komechavin. The only way Yisrael will ask for Dover Shein Shaloi is if he's a Yisrael Mumar, then we don't say the Tzuri Komechavin. The Torah in Yardei of Simon Dawud brings this Machlekes down the Halacha. He paskins that if Yisrael shechs his friend's behema for Avodah Zarah, he does not ask for it because we say the Tzuri Komechavin, if whoever he has a Shutvis in it, then he does ask for it. That's the sheet of the Rambam. However, the sheet of the Rosh is, even if he does have a Shutvis in it, he does not aser, because we still say Letzuri Komechavin, even when he himself owns part of the Behema. If, however, he's a Yisrael Mumar, then he does aser his friend's Behema. Number of Achenim asked, there seems to be a stira in the Torah, because in Choshe Mishpat, and Simon Shin Pei Hei Siv Beis, where he talks about the Dinam of Yain Nesech, of there the Torah paskins that if one is Benasech, Geinoi Shal Chaveroi, the din is that it does not become aser, because Eino Demoisa Dover Sheinei Shaloi, only if he had a shutvis in it, or if he's a meshumid, in one of these two cases, then it does become maser. This is l'chayr al-derech l'shit of the Rambam, that if it's isra shutvis begavah, we don't say l'tzuri komechavin, and therefore the yain does become maser. Why is it that in Choshe Mishpat, he only brings the sheet of the Rambam, and he's not bringing the sheet of the Rosh and Tosfos, and Yardeh he brings both sheetis. The Bach and the Jusha ask this kasha on the Torah, we won't get into this in the Kuda now. Now, the Maisa, the Tzai, which the Achroim feel necessary to explain, is the Shita of Rashi. Why is it that when it's Isla Shutvis Begavah, we don't say Letzuri Komechavin? The Shach in Yerdeya, Simendala, Tzifkot, and Hei, he explains that when he himself is the Shutif in this Behema, so as far as his own Chelik is concerned, he's definitely not Letzuri Komechavin. He obviously means seriously to Aser his Chelik. Once he means it seriously in his Chelik, then as far as his friend's Chelik as well, he also means it seriously to Shachtad L'Shem Avodah Zarah. However, the Tzvoi Shar and other Achayim are still bothered. How do we know, even as far as his own Chalik is concerned, that he means to Shechta L'Shem Avodah Zarah? Maybe he doesn't mean to Shechta B'chal L'Shem Avodah Zarah, not his Chalik, nor his friend's Chalik. He's only saying this nor to upset his friend. So this is Mahalach to explain the Shita of Rashi from Reb Chaim Oizer in Achiezer Chalik Beis in Yerodeya, Simen Hei Oiz Dalid. He explains as follows. He quotes a Taisus which we mentioned previously in Yevamos Daf Pei Gimel. Taisus over there says that the whole issue of Eino Demoisa Dover Shein Yeshaloi is only something which is totally B'machshava, something which is totally in the Maisa alone, in the Metzias. There the din is we don't say Eino Demoisa Dover Shein Yeshaloi. And based on this he says, since we know that Eino Demoisa Dover Shein Yeshaloi only through a Maisa Ode Moisa Dover Shein Yeshaloi, according to Rav Huna and Ula, through a Maisa Ode Moisa Dover Shein Yeshaloi, and even according to other Amirayim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, according to the Tanakama of the Breisa, in case where there's no Letzuri Komechavin, Adam Oysa Dover Shein Yeshaloi Ayideya Maisa. But Akapanui asks, since as Taisa says, these Yisurim are dependent on a Machshava, and through a Machshava, in Adam Oysa Dover Shein Yeshaloi, so what difference does it make is if you do a Maisa? He explains the karchel pshat is the machshavti nikeres mitoich meisov. When he does the meisa and through the meisa, everyone can see. It's apparent to everyone what his machshava is that he's doing l'shem avodah zarah. That's considered that the isra is being created through a meisa, and through a meisa, adam oisa davar sheinei shaloi. Based on this, he says we understand the pshat is that by Yisrael let l'tzuri come mechavin, so we lose the machshavti nikeres mitoich meisov. When people see a Yisrael shechting his friend's behemoth in front of an avodah zarah, it's not assumed that he's really doing it l'shem avodah zarah. Rather, the assumption is l'tzuri kol mechavin. Therefore, even if he tells us, he says beferish, I'm shechting l'shem avodah zarah. But since it's not nikar mitoich meisov, so it's not going to be nesar, because here we'll say ein adam oisa davar sheinei shaloi. Since the only way adam oisa davar sheinei shaloi is through a meisa, as he explains, it's considered that the isra is created through a meisa. In the case where through a meisa we see what his machshava is. His maisas were showing us that he's doing l'shem avodah zarah. In this case, where the assumption is that tzuri kol mechavin, therefore, even if he tells us that he's doing l'shem avodah zarah, but it's really not apparent through the maisa itself, then really the din is ena the maisa davar sheinei shaloi, because he's not making the iser through a maisa. Now, based on this, he explains the sheet of Rashi and the Rambam that even after the Gemara says the svar of l'tzuri kol mechavin, if his isra shutvus b'gavo, then he can ask her. We don't say l'tzuri kol mechavin. And the Chayim asks, why don't we say even in this case, Latsuri kol mechavin, maybe both as far as his own chelik and as far as his friend's chelik, he doesn't mean it seriously to really be oved l'shem avodah zarah, and nothing should become aser. So in this he answers that as far as his own chelik, since when he's doing the shechita, when he's doing the nisuch, he's telling us that he's doing l'shem avodah zarah, then we have to believe him, we have to accept that that's really what he's doing, and therefore his own chelik will become aser. The whole svar of Latsuri kol mechavin, as he explains, is only negeah when he's answering his friend's chelik, where Be'esem ain't of the Moisa Dover Shayne Shaloi, the only way he can ask is through a Maisa, and through a Maisa means, Achshavti Nikeres Mitoich Maisov, it has to be apparent from the Maisa itself that it's being done the Shem Avodah Zarah, otherwise it's not considered that he's asking through a Maisa, he's asking through a Machshava, and ain't of the Moisa Dover Shayne Shaloi through a Machshava. So although he's telling us that he's doing the Shem Avodah Zarah, and we have to believe him, we believe that really it's not a Tzuri Kom Mechavin, but still that's not enough to ask his friends Chayfetz. In order to ask for his friend's chavis, it has to be nikar from the maisa, and since the maisa itself, when one will look at it, the assumption will be l'tzuri kol mechavin, therefore the maisa itself does not show us that it's being done l'shem avodah zarah, therefore he cannot ask for his friend's chavis, but to ask for his own chavis, which doesn't have to be done through a maisa, it could even be done through a machshava, and as far as his machshava is concerned, we have to accept it as the truth. When he tells us that he's doing l'shem avodah zarah, we have to believe that that's really what he's doing, even if in his mind he's really thinking l'tzuri kol mechavin, dvarim shebleiv einam dvarim, we have to accept the words that he tells us. And then as far as his own chelik, that will definitely become usher. And once his chelik becomes usher, the rest of it becomes usher as well, through tarevis, which is the way we saw Tosis understands the sugya of shutvus begava, both in the case of nisach and in the case of shechita. Tosis understands that besim, really only his chelik is becoming usher. L'mais, in the end, his friend's chelik becomes usher as well, because it's on the sariv. This is how Reb Chaim Weizer explains the sheet of Rashi and the Rambam, why even after the Gemara brings the svar of the Tzuri kol mechavin, still the din is that if it's Isla Shutvus Begavei, then Adam Oisa Dover Sheinei Shaloi. Now for the last few minutes, we'll discuss a little bit the Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph from Medbeiz, Hashechid L'Shem Oilu L'Shem Zvachim, L'Shem Hashem Tali L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Teida, all these cases Shechitosei Psula, Reb Shimon Machshir. The Rashi explains, and Dibur Maskel L'Shem Oilu, in all cases, where the carbon which he said that he's shechting this behemoth l'shem is the type of carbon which is neither of a nidav, then is that it's possible because of maras ayin. Lashon of Rashi is haroya oimer achshav umagdish v'sheichta l'oila v'kodshem chutz mutarim. A person who sees is going to think that he was magdish for an oila, and will think the kodshem that you shecht b'chutz is mutar. V'gozv rabon ala apsol. The bottom word gozv rapsol, which kepshute means apsol achila, not that it's asr b'hano. So although the truth is, if it would have really been kodesh mechutz, the din is that it's usher b'hano. So even though the reason the rabbanon made the gzeira is because it looks like kodesh mechutz, and kodesh mechutz itself was usher b'hano, here there are only gozer and iser achila. We find similarly on daf mem amud aleph, as we discussed over there, in Rashi dibar masal d'omer l'shem har, the other case is talking about hishecht l'shem har, and har is not an asa avodah zarah, only l'shem gadol the har is. However, still the din is, as the Mishnah says, that if you shecht l'shem har, it's usher b'achila. Since it looks like he shecht l'shem avodah zarah, and even though if he would really shecht l'shem avodah zarah, it wouldn't only be osur ba'achila, it would also be osur ba'hanoah, still the ma'isa d'rabbanan will only gozer in isra achila. Here as well, as Rashi over there quotes our Mishnah, even though the gzeira over here is also a case of kodesh mechutz, and there the din is osur ba'hanoah, the ma'isa they were only gozer in isra achila. Akban Rashi's mevur, that's not a real chash that he actually was makdish it, it's only because of Marasayin, that's why the Rabbanan asked it. Rabbi Yishayim hold this way, however the lashon of the Torah, when he brings the din of our Mishnah, seems to be mashma otherwise. The Torah is in the beginning of Simen Hei in Yerideo, and his lashon is, Hashaychid l'shem dover shabo b'neder u'b'nedova, kigoyin oyle v'shlamen v'ashram toli v'toido v'karben nazir, shchitosei psula, de'ikol l'meichash shema ato hegdishay, v'havle shaychid kodshim b'chutz. The lashon of the Torah is mashma that it's a real chash, that he actually was makdishit as a carbon, and for that reason the din is that it's aser. Veisesef points this out. He says the Torah is mashma that it's not only Mishum Maris Ayin, rather it's a real chash, which is not like other Rishonim. He quotes the Rambam and other Rishonim that refer that it's only Mishum Maris Ayin. He explains the Rambam and the Rishonim understand that since we didn't hear him say that he's being makdishit, it's just that he shechted l'shem a certain type of carbon, and that itself is definitely not considered akdosha, so there's no reason to be chashish that he really was makdishit. The din of the Mishnah therefore is just the din Mishum Maris Ayin. However, the Torah seems to understand otherwise, which the Beis Yosef says is not like all Rishonim. The Bach, however, quotes the Beis Yosef and he says, why would the Torah argue in all Rishonim on Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam? Surely the Torah never meant to say that it's a real chash. And furthermore, he says, if it was a real chash, how could it be that it would only be Osir Ba'achila, not Osir Ba'hano? If it really would be Kotshim Ba'chutz, it would be Osir Ba'hano as well. Therefore, he's Madcha, the Torah doesn't really mean to say that it's a real chash. The Torah also means like other Rishonim that it's only Mishum Marasayin. Now what exactly is the chash of Marasayin? Why is it that people would think that this animal was hukdash for a carbon? So the Lashon of Rashi is, HaRoya Imer Achshav U'Makdash V'Sheikhta La'ilah. Kepshuta, what Rashi means to say is, people will think that he was makdash it, not with the Shechita itself, that he said he's doing a Lashem A'ilah, but prior to the Shechita he said a Lashon that he's being makdash it for an A'ilah, and that's why afterwards he goes and he Shechta Lashem A'ilah because he had been makdash it right before. However, in the Tzvi Shor over here in the beginning of Simon Hayes, Mavur, that in truth, if one takes the behemoth of Chulin and he brings it into the base of Migdosh and he says, I'm shechting l'shem oilah, that itself would be considered a hakdosha. He doesn't have to have a kedushas peh before the shechita. He could shecht l'shem oilah, that itself would be makdish as an oilah. Therefore, over here in this case, you don't have to say that people who see will think that he had been makdish before he does the shechita. Rather, they'll think that right now, when he shechts l'shem oilah, that itself is considered a hakdosha, and the kedusha is actually chal, and it's kodshim b'chutz. L'maisa, the truth is that in this case, where he shechted l'shem oilah, since he's not doing it b'fnim, he's doing it b'chutz, so it's clear that he does not mean to be makdish as an oilah, the Tvur Shor explains. Had he done the same ma'isa b'fnim, it would be akdosha, now that he's doing it b'chutz, and therefore it's clear from the situation that he does not mean to be makdish as a carbon. The ma'isa shechita that he's in the middle of doing b'chutz is a contradiction to being makdish as an oilah. Therefore, in this case, clearly he never meant to say that he's being makdish. He just said that lashon that he's shechted l'shem oilah, but it's not actually akdosha. That's why, in truth, there really is no din of kachshim b'chutz. It's only an iser mishum marasayin. But if he would have actually done the same thing b'fim, it would be considered a hakdasha. Therefore, people will think that kedushas oilah was chag when he said, "I'm shechting l'shem oilah b'chutz." Therefore, mishum marasayin, we asked it ba'achila. Therefore, the Tvoi Shor says, and not only if he says, "I'm shechting l'shem oilah," even if he actually says the words "hareze oilah," he's being makdish b'feirish with a loshin that a person usually does to be makdish an animal as a carbon. But if he says that loshin while he's doing the shechita b'chutz, and for the same reason the Kedusha is Nachal, it's clear from his Meisim that he does not mean to be Makdash it. Therefore, in that case as well, it will not be Asr Mi'ikir Adin, since the Hakdosha was never Chal. It will only be an Isr Mishum Marasayin, and the difference again will be, as we said, there won't be any Isr Hano, it will only be Asr Ba'achila. Now this Chiddush was a Tvoi Shor, that when one Shechts L'Shem Oilah, that itself will be considered an Hakdosha if it's done Bifnim. We find a similar concept in the Kilos Yaakov, in Chulin Simen Memalef, the last Simen in Maseches Chulin, he quotes B'Shem the Chaznishin, the Goyim, who says a similar concept, that when Shechts the Behemah in the base of Migdash, the Shem Oilah, that itself is considered the Hakdosha. In the Sefer Shechitas Chulin over here, he points out that although the Chaznish is similar to the Tvoi Shor, there is a slight difference between them. The Tvoi Shor is saying that when he Shechts the Shem Oilah, that which he said that I'm doing the Shechita the Shem Oilah, that itself is considered the Hakdosha. What the Chaznish says is slightly different. Not that his amir that I'm shechting l'shem oilah is considered the hakdasha, rather the shechita itself is a form of being makdish an animal. Shechting l'shem oilah is a way of being makdish as an oilah, and therefore the shechita schulin points out that in this case, where he shechted b'chutz l'shem oilah, according to the Tzvoi Shor, the reason why it's nachal is because ma'isav mechiyach. Since while he's saying that he's being makdish and he's doing something which is a steer to that, he's shechting a b'chutz, obviously he doesn't mean to be makdish it. The way the Chaznish says his Chiddush, there would be a different reason why when he shechts b'chutz it's nachal, since it's the Meisa Shechita itself, which he's doing the Shem Oilah, which creates the Kedusha, and therefore it's kosher only if it's done bifnim, a shechita b'chus, which is not kosher for a carbon, that obviously would not be considered a hakdasha. And just one final point on this din of the Mishnah, Hashechid l'shem Eilo, where the Mishnah says shechitasi psula, the Mishnah then continues and talks about a case of shnayim v'yuchsim b'sakin, one of them is shechting l'shem echer mikol elu, shame one of these carbonis, and one of them is shechting l'shem dever kosher. The Mishnah says the din is that the shechita is possible. Now the Rambam Perek Beis Hilchos Shechita Halacha Chafal brings the din that when two people are holding on to a sakin, one of them is shechting with a kavana psula, one with a kavana kshira, the only time it's considered possible is if the one who had a kavana psula is also a shutif. The Rambam is referring both as far as the Mishnah on Daf Mem, where one of them is shechting l'shem avodah zarah, and as far as the din of our Mishnah, where one of them is shechting l'shem oila. In both of these cases, the Rambam says, in order for the one who shechted with a kavana psula to pass the shechita, it has to be that he has a shutvis, because otherwise the din would be ina demoiser davar she'ino shaloi. Halacha, the reason why we say ina demoiser davar she'ino shaloi is because the tzuri kamachavin, and the Rambam is mavur that in this case of our Mishnah as well, where one of them who's not an owner, if he says I'm shechting l'shem oila, he wouldn't passel, because we would say that he's mitzuri kamechavin, only if he's a shutif, that's what we say the din is, that he passes the shechita because he's serious. The Beis Yosef in the end of Siman Hey brings down this Rambam, and he explains that the Rambam holds the din of our Mishnah also is talking about Isle Shutvis. However, he asks the Kasha on the Rosh, we discussed previously in the Shir, the Machaikas between the Rambam and the Rosh, in the case where one is shechting l'shem avodah zarah, according to the Rambam, if he has the shutvis in the Behemah, then we don't say l'tzuri kamechavin. The Rosh, however, holds the maskana that we do say l'tzuri kamechavin even by shutvim. The only time we don't say l'tzuri kamechavin is by Yisrael Mumar. That's how the Rosh paskins the din of the Mishnah the maskana, where one is shechting l'shem avodah zarah, another one is shechting for davar kosher. It has to be that the one who is shechting l'shem avodah zarah is Yisrael Mumar in order to passel it. And the Beis Yosef over here discusses in our Mishnah what would the Rosh hold. The Beis Yosef asks it as a kasha on the Rosh, l'chayr according to the Rosh, how would it ever be possible that if one of them is shechting his friend's behemah, l'shem oila, that it should become possible, the chayr we should say l'tzuri kamechavin. And here you don't have the teretz of the Gemara before Yisrael Mumar. Yisrael Mumar helps in the case where he's shechting l'shem avodah zarah, since this person had already shechted in the past l'shem avodah zarah, he's a Mumar, there we don't assume l'tzuri kamechavin. However, if he's shechting l'shem oila, even if he is a Yisrael Mumar who's over the avodah zarah, there wouldn't be a reason why he would have shecht an animal l'shem makarben oila. Therefore, we should still be choshesh l'tzuri kamechavin even if he is a Yisrael Mumar. If so, the question would remain, when would ever be shaykh the case of the Mishnah that we don't say l'tzuri kamechavin, and he answers his friend's behema? So to this, the Beis Yosef answers that since the din of our Mishnah anyways is Mishnah Maris Ayin, it's not the pshat that we're really choshesh that he's shechting l'shem oila and he gets the din of kotshim b'chutz. The reason why the Mishnah is asur because people will think that he was makdish it as a carbon, and if that's the pshat, and even if it's not his, people won't know that it's not his, they'll think that it is his. They'll think that the one who's shechting l'shem oila, maybe he's the real owner, therefore there still is a chash of Maris Ayin. So in this Mishnah, we don't have to make any ukimtas. In all cases, the din is that it's asur. We don't have to say that he has a shutvis. We don't have to say that he's Yisrael Mumar. In all cases, the din is that there's a chash marasayim. People will think that he's the real owner, and he was makdish as a carbon. This is how the Beis Yosef learns. Nice as the Zerichus and the other nice Kalim, the Bach, the Taz, the Pri Chodesh, they all talk about what exactly is the case where one was shechting l'shem oila and one was shechting l'shem davar kosher. When do we say it is a chash marasayim?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.